Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. You never fail to deliver, Brian, because
sometimes
I was like, we need a song about, you know, exactly this. That back door. You're looking for a back door exit because that's what the senior senator from Wisconsin was doing last night, Brian.
The brave senior senator who stands by the courage of his convictions.
He's afraid of journalists right now. He's been having a pretty bad week when it comes to, you know, talking to the press. He's been not able to get his story straight, and he keeps
brave Sir
Rojo.
Sir Rojo.
But we're talking about U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. He had a campaign event yesterday, Brian, in the Milwaukee area. And rather than talk to reporters...
A campaign event where he should be proud of the things he's doing so that he can run.
Where he's asking Wisconsinites
public,
for his vote.
In public, to be a public figure to represent the public.
Correct. Okay. And he was at that event, and rather than take questions from the reporters and journalists at the event, he decided to shimmy out the back door. He said, okay, I'm going to beeline it for that way. Got into his car and literally just drove off as fast as he possibly could. He was being confronted.
What a weak person.
Well, he obviously doesn't want to, you know, even he's not even using the shield of his talking points, Brian, anymore.
I want to represent you. That's why I can't be... Can't bear to even talk to you.
Please
or
vote
even
for me, and then boom, right out the back door. And
I believe so strongly in this that I'm never going to defend it.
Not that it's an illegitimate committee, the U.S. House Select Committee on January 6th. Not that it's a whatever he wants to refer to it as. He's not even saying it's a non-story anymore, Brian. He's just running away from the press. He doesn't want to answer questions about.
Is it because he doesn't trust them or because he doesn't trust himself? Because twice we've already seen him telling on himself.
Well, yeah, it went from an unnamed intern to his new chief of staff that, you know, it was his first day on the job.
Oh, first day on the job. It was the White House that did this.
And then later when he was confronted in the airport saying, well, I played maybe like a 2-minute role in delivering the fraudulent slate of electors. What's the big deal? It was only like 2 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, nothing could happen in 2 minutes.
Nothing.
Change the course of anything.
Yes. So U.S. Senator Ron Johnson just running out the back door of his campaign event yesterday.
Are you guys proud of this guy? Are you proud of him? Are you proud of him representing you? Thank goodness for Ron Johnson. What a proud guy standing up to. He can't even stand up to reporters who will do nothing but ask him questions.
No.
And if you believe so strongly in what he's saying, wouldn't you be proud to go and, oh, I have a microphone here. This is great. A politician that runs away from a microphone. Let me remind you again. A politician running away from a microphone. You're going to broadcast my words to the world? Well, this is great. I have several messages that I have lined up. He can't even go talking points out there.
No.
He doesn't trust it either. He doesn't trust himself, or he's too afraid to do it, in which case he probably isn't fit to serve. Again, no matter which angle you look at this, you shouldn't vote for him unless you're a spiteful bastard, pretty much.
But, Brian, hear me out. Maybe his silence was like... the legal advice of somebody that's, you know, trying to represent him now. Maybe he got word from the lawyers that, sir, you should probably just keep your mouth
shut.
You're really bad in public. These last couple of appearances with the press haven't gone so well, so maybe you should avoid those. Maybe he's being advised to not talk anymore about his involvement on January 6th because, who knows, there could be some criminal liability there.
They don't trust him not to say anything stupid. You know who says something intelligent instead is Mark from the SAC. What do you think? what do you think about this situation?
What's going on,
Mark?
Today, Mark?
Oh, God. It's just the whole bunch. Make Fred Prynne and all his little allies drink the most contaminated water you can find in Wisconsin.
It's the best Kool-Aid, though, I'll tell you that.
Whatever, I mean, and run campaigns in those Republican districts as Republicans want you to drink poisoned water. And as far as Ron Johnson goes, the man is obvious. He wouldn't be running away like that unless he was guilty. And when you tell the truth the first time, you don't need to worry about what story you told the last time because you've told the truth.
That's why I don't lie, buddy.
From what I heard the cock-a-doodle-doo during the break.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
But it just amazes me that people that think these guys have any kind of integrity at all. I mean, it's just remarkable that.
Well, that's the thing, Mark. I don't think they do,
and I don't think they care.
Go ahead, Mark.
I just have this image in my head of this old history book with a picture of from Revolutionary times of the tea act, where they're pouring tea down the tea tax collector's mouth into his mouth, and the guy had been feathered already, and that and they're going to take further action on him. That but I just think that these guys need, that Ron Johnson, that Josh Call needs to say enough of this BS. Ron Johnson's obviously trying to hide some kind of criminal activity there. He must think there's criminal activity here, so I'm going to go for it and let the courts decide whether it's criminal or not. Hang their asses out to dry and make them pay. I mean,
hey,
Mark,
the only time that their asses will be hung out to dry and made to pay is when they say, Trump lost the election, Biden won. Oh, also, I'm retiring.
Yep.
That's how they do it. If you disagree with the orange one or whoever happens to be the giant dinosaur or whatever the minions really like at that time, that's whatever goes. And if you disagree with that person, well, you don't want to get stomped on by the giant dinosaur that is the person who runs the GOP at any given time. So, like a coward, you run away out the back door.
And that's not just Brian's word for that. That's the most popular governor in the entire country, Charlie Baker out in Massachusetts. Not running for re-election because he can't even win a primary in the Republican Party anymore. Most popular governor in the nation. It's not just here in Wisconsin, Brian. That's just par for the course now. If they admit to those things, they got to hit the road and retire.
Well, if you admit to reality, you're going to have to change. And you know what? Who doesn't like to change at all? Anything? Conservatives.
Well, and Fred Pretten, because he doesn't have to anymore. He's got an indefinite term. And we're
forever.
Forever. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it.